liberals, my enemies. Maybe I'm saying the same thing. If you're my enemy, that means you're a liberal anyway, probably a socialist and a commie guy, and here's your words from the wiser advisor. Are you ready? You stop telling lies about me. Let's do a deal, and I'll stop telling the truth about you. Hey, kind of wise stuff. Don't you know President Trump? Recently, just last week, he was at the NRA convention in Dallas, Texas, and he gave a rousing speech. And I want to tell you what he said about schools and guns. He said this: 98% of all mass public shootings in schools occur in places where guns are banned. Tragically, there's no sign more inviting to a mass killer than a sign, a great big sign that declares that this is a gun-free zone. I mean, really, and Democrats and socialists, they can't seem to get that. They can't process it. They fight it. They go back and forth. The pushback, it's amazing to me. I mean, this is where we keep our children. People come there and they kill our children. What do you think you should do about that? Maybe you should have somebody there with a gun, right? And you shouldn't have a sign up saying, we don't protect our kids. How dumb is that? And these guys continue, these guys being the commies, they continue to push back all of the time. Here's a superintendent of a school district in Pennsylvania. He has a plan to protect the children. Every classroom, to protect them from mad men with guns, okay? Every classroom, this is him talking, will now be equipped with a 5-gallon bucket of river stone. If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance into any of our classrooms, they will face a barrage of rocks that are being thrown at them. I don't think there's any words to even cover that one off. I mean, boo, 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 let me stutter. They walk among us. I mean, don't take a knife or a rock to a gunfight. Unemployment now in the United States of America has dropped to its lowest rate in 20 years. Black and Hispanic unemployment are at the lowest rates ever recorded, ever. And we're talking 3.9% overall. What that means is any and all Americans can get a job if they want to work, right? Kind of astounding. All this doom and gloom that we heard about from all the commies, you know, is Trump. Trump's a bad guy. He's going to destroy the country. This hasn't happened because of somebody else. This has happened because of him. Millions of men and women are back at work again. It's kind of astounding. Again, I've so often said Trump could come up with a cure for cancer and he'd still be called names by the left. They just can't accept that there's somebody in there that's trying to drain the swamp. They can't accept it. Numbers, facts, don't let a fact get in your way, blah, blah, blah. In 2017, Toronto, Canada, had 594 shooting victims. That was reported, okay? Probably as much higher than that. Most were black immigrants without gun licenses, virtually all of them. Long time and white Canadians with gun licenses are the only ones that are impacted by these new gun laws that the liberals are bringing in. Penalize all the people who didn't do it. Again, that's a liberal thing. Liberalism, I used to think they could be saved. They can't be. It's a brain disease. I mean, wow, we're just going to drive over top of them because this stuff is dumb, stupid stuff. We get a lot of emails from people, and thanks so much for talking to us. A lot of you guys are liberal little troll guys. It is your job to kind of hurt our feelings so we go away and don't make any more right-wing noise, don't you know? But most of the stuff that we do get and receive, of course, is from people who care, patriots that care about their country. Here's one I just wanted to share with you. As a guy in Canada, he says, can you please make a video? Maybe this is it right now. Can you make a video and explain how that moron, Justin Trudeau, this is him, this is what he said. Not very respectful, hey. Kind of hits it on the head though, don't you know? Can you explain to me why that moron has spent $50 million and more and he hasn't built a single bridge, hospital, or anything else in Canada, and he has spent the money mostly with Islamic nations outside of Canada? And then he goes on to say, this guy says he's a feminist, but yet he wants Sharia law. I don't pronounce stuff well, but you know what I mean. Hey, and he goes on and on with a whole bunch of other stuff. And how do you answer a guy like that? I mean, because he's right. How many new bridges have you seen in Canada? I mean, he doesn't do his job. All he talks about is gay people and Indians and Muslims and bringing people that shouldn't be here legally and blah, 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 blah. And wow, just more stuttering goes on there because there's nothing. It's a great big hat, you know, and no cattle, right? Or a big empty suit, don't you know? Be careful how you spend your time. A little bit of wiser advisor stuff at the end because you'll never get it back. Hey, y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.